The pension reform bill was first released at 3 a.m. Thursday morning. It was on the members' desks at 5 a.m. and passed into law shortly before 7:30. Unions were furious, using a pre-planned rally to express their anger, saying the new benefit tier will reduce pensions by as much as 40% for future state workers. Mary Sullivan is a vice president with the Civil Service Employees Association.
There are laws in this state against bullying. Unfortunately, the governor hasn't read them.
Many union members accused lawmakers of selling them out in order to win agreement from Governor Cuomo on a favorable redistricting plan, which was also passed in the middle of the night. Public union members may be small in numbers compared to the private workforce in New York, but they've offered critical support for senators, assembly members, and even governors seeking election by staffing phone banks and door-to-door literature drops. Ken Brynion, president of the Public Employees Federation, says he can't tell his members what to do at election time, but he says right now they seem disinclined to help any lawmaker who voted for the plan.
I can tell them what's been going on, but if they choose to support or not support candidates, they will remember in November.
They don't sound like they're in the mood to support anybody.
Not right now, they're not.
While Assembly Democrats have traditionally been greater defenders of public worker unions, Senate Republicans have also had a close relationship with the unions. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos says the pension changes only affect future employees. Present workers will not lose anything.
By the state constitution, their benefits cannot be diminished. So this is talking about prospectively of people that have not even been hired yet.
Governor Cuomo, who initially had sought a wider pension reform plan with a 401k option for all new workers, says he believes the public is on his side on the issue.
We're in danger of bankrupting localities all across the state. We've had dozens of mayors come forward, dozens of county executives saying they just can't afford it anymore. If you did not do pension reform, you would need exorbitant tax increases, and you would wind up laying off public employees.
And Cuomo says the bill had to be introduced and passed quickly in the wee hours of the morning because, he says, dysfunctional Albany would have kept on talking endlessly and nothing would have been accomplished.
The trick is, at one point, to stop the dialogue and force action or up or down.
The pension changes will offer a limited 401k-type option for non-union workers earning more than $75,000 a year. The governor predicts the option will be exciting for workers, and that the more employees, even union employees, understand it, he predicts, the more they will be pleased with it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.